Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. We appreciate everybody listening over the air. We appreciate everybody listening on our live stream. KFHradio.com is a good place to find that. If you want to hear us, you're not in your car. You want to hear us, just get it on that live stream. You can throw it up at work, throw an earbud in. Nobody will even know you're listening, right? You just put it on in the background and listen in. If you want to comment, you can do that too. If you just find our video stream on Facebook, YouTube, or X, you can find it. You can leave us a comment. You can still interact with the show all you want. But yeah, that stream, that live stream is a great way to take us in if you're not around a radio. You can pull it up on your phone, Tommy, kfhradio.com. Just click that listen live. I do that all the time when I'm mowing the yard. In fact, if I want to listen to a Royals game, if I want to listen to anything, I'll just on that live stream. It's a great resource. We also podcast out the show there. Maybe there was a great interview. Maybe you want to hear more about my banking segment, which said nobody ever.
You don't think that's compelling content?
You can go back and if you want to see me squirm. By the way, if I'm pale in the face or look like I want to vomit, you know, that's you could see that on the video stream. You might be able to hear here. I don't know if you can hear it. What else in this draft, Tommy, has your attention? I can't look much further than the quarterbacks, honestly. You know, all of these mock drafts, you've got teams moving up, you've got teams moving back. I'm looking at, Will Brinson's. This was about a week ago. And we're wondering where these quarterbacks are going to go. He's got Drake May as the second pick, J.J. McCarthy as the third, and Jaden Daniels through a trade falling all the way to 5, and the Vikings moving up and trading with the Chargers for Jaden Daniels. I don't think it's a consensus. And the more I look at this, the more I think this adds to the intrigue. After Caleb Williams, I'm finding almost no consensus right now between May, McCarthy, and Daniels. Again, I was looking at, you know, somebody's stuff last night. You can find it at fantasypoints.com to give them the love for a lot of the time. I'll look at their scouts because I think they're pretty good. They had McCarthy 1 over Caleb Williams, and they really like Caleb Williams too. They had McCarthy 1, and so it's far from a consensus once you get after Caleb Williams. This Will Brinson CBS mock has, I don't think he has Penix going for a while. So, we don't even know. Yeah, he's got it at pick 30 in round 1. He, by the way, does have the Chiefs taking a wide receiver, Malachi Corley out of Western Kentucky. I don't think they're going to reach on a receiver, but that would have been a reach. I don't know, Tommy. I think once we get through Caleb Williams, that's also going to, you know, for a while there, I was like, well, we'll just pencil in Jaden Daniels at, you know, at number two. But the more of the different mocks I look at now, that's not how people have it. So I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that Jaden Daniels goes two to the Commanders. I think it's Caleb Williams, and then it's kind of just up in the air as far as the rankings of the rest of these quarterbacks.
I told you yesterday, I like Jaden Daniels maybe even more than I like Caleb Williams. So yep. If it were me, I'm not saying that if I'm Ryan Poles and sitting, you know, for the Bears and working for the Bears that, you know, I'm going to pass up the opportunity on Caleb Williams. That's a difficult position that he's being paid a lot of money to be able to figure out, and they've made up their mind on Caleb Williams. What I'm saying, though, is that from an outsider looking in and just a guy that watched both Caleb Williams throughout his career in college and Jaden Daniels in his career and Jaden Daniels win the Heisman, I think I'd almost rather have Jaden Daniels. And so that's why it'll surprise me. It's not going to surprise me that the Bears are taking Caleb Williams. They've made that decision. But it will surprise me if the Commanders pass on Jaden Daniels. You know, because I think if he falls like to number three, I don't think the Patriots are going to trade that number three pick. I think they will take Jaden Daniels. I've got a hard time believing that Daniels will fall past number three in the draft.
Yeah, maybe. The Patriots, it would surprise all of us in a quarterback-rich class when they definitely need quarterback if they don't. Again, though, like we've said 1,000 times, it really only matters how they evaluate the quarterbacks, right? Maybe they love Drake May, and that's who they're in love with, and they think they can trade down otherwise. Because you got to imagine, too, like the trade partner could just be the Giants, right? And then you could still get a quarterback maybe there at six. Or, you know, they could be the Vikings, and let's say you really like Penix if you're the Patriots. Maybe you trade down with the Vikings at that point and pick it. What are they at, 11? And think you can get Penix at 11, which you probably can, maybe. I still think a team's going to reach on Penix. But let's, you know, it's at least in the realm of possibility to do that if you're the Patriots and try to acquire, you know, an extra pick or two that helps them in their overall rebuild. I could see that too. That's why I keep saying, like, it really only matters who they evaluate and what their prospect ranking is. But you also have to guess at what other teams' prospect rankings are. And that's what makes it challenging. Because it like at the top, it matters what you think of the players, yes. But if you're trying to trade picks and wheel and deal, it also matters what the other teams underneath you think of the picks. If you love a player that you think you can get 5 picks later, that's great. But the risk comes that, well, what if somebody else in those 5 picks also loves that player? Then you might lose out on that player. And at that point, you should just take your player, even if it's a reach, I think. Yes, quarterback especially. Like if the, let me put it this way. Let's say the Patriots were in love with Michael Penix, Tommy. If I'm the Patriots and I'm in love with that player at quarterback, I would just take him at 3.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, it's the only way to guarantee you get him. It's the only way. And at quarterback, you can't take chances there. If you think a quarterback is that dude, you just got to go. You can mess around with the other positions, not at that one. If you loved that guy there and you think you could get him 5 picks later, just take him. Just take him. Don't take the risk. Because what happens if you trade down and you don't get him? I think that's far riskier than just overdrafting by a few spots a guy that you think is really good anyway. 869-1240. We're getting close, man. Draft's going to be here very, very soon, and we'll know all of these answers. We'll be back. More Sports Daily. We'll wrap it up after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.